these young people, Lord, to get something from your word. Lord, help them to understand the true nature of the world. And Lord, understand the importance of being on Christ's side and being a good witness for him and having a good testimony, especially at this young age. God, magnify the word with us today and help us to glorify the name of Jesus Christ. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, you can be seated. And I'm going to ask you to turn, if you would, to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Once again, we're on the subject of salvation, security, and spiritual growth. And this is the 18th lesson thus far. And we've covered from Scripture the idea of what salvation is, as people argue different aspects about salvation, what they think about it and what they've been taught about it. And it's important to be able to biblically define it. And that's what we've done and showed thus far that it is redemption from sin, one. Two, it's regeneration by the Spirit of God, the renewing of the Holy Ghost. Three, it's reconciliation with God. Four, it's deliverance from God's wrath and God's judgment. Five, it's deliverance from the condemnation of sin. Six, it's justification of God. That is, God himself justifies us. God has justified us and we're justified before God. Seventh, it's sanctification unto God, meaning we belong to him. We're his possession. Eighth, it's imputation of God's righteousness. Ninth, it's translation from darkness to God's light. And then tenth, it is a guarantee towards future glorification that we will be like unto Jesus Christ. So that's just covering what salvation is. And we did that biblically, as I said. And then we covered why we needed it. And we're dead in trespasses and sins before we're saved. So two, we're lost to God. Three, we're walking according to the course of this world, which is headed for judgment. Four, we were in darkness. Five, our soul was stuck to the corruption of our flesh. Six, we were headed for judgment, and we could not pass God's judgment. And so seventh, we were destined for eternal damnation. That's why we needed salvation. So we covered what it is, why we needed it. We covered where it comes from. And obviously, it comes from the Lord. That is, one, God the Father, who gave his Son, and who is not willing that any should perish. And then two, God the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who in the will of God gave himself for our sins and did so to deliver us from this present evil world, sacrificing his body and his blood for our eternal redemption. And then, of course, it comes.